A missionary statesman named Ken Strachan made a statement years ago that was an indictment of us preachers. He said, "Preachers are always scratching people where they don't itch and answering questions nobody's asking." When I heard that, I thought to myself, you know, there is enough evidence to convict us much of the time. But I also resolved in my heart that by the grace of God, I didn't want to be that kind of a preacher. Years ago, about the same time I heard that statement, a Christian psychologist named Dr. Henry Brandt challenged me to use the scripture in counseling my parishioners. I discovered with his help that the scripture does have the wisest counsel that you can imagine. In Psalm 1, we're told that the blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, which is a negative way of stating the positive truth, that he walks in the counsel of God as he finds the counsel of God in the Word of God. And that's why he's the blessed man. That's why he's like a tree that's planted by rivers of water. That's why his leaf doesn't wither. And that's why in all that he does, he himself prospers spiritually. I have discovered in more than 40 years as a pastor, first of all, through personal experience, that the Bible is filled with truth, and it's truth that walks, it's truth that works, it's truth that works when we apply it to our lives. And over 44 years as a pastor, I've discovered that the Bible is filled with truth that works in the lives of those with whom we share it. Now, in that spirit, I want to share a series of messages, which I call a prescription series of messages, because I've found in the Word of God personally and as a pastor that the Bible is filled with prescriptions, and these prescriptions address some of the most common problems that we all have, like anxiety. Jesus had a lot to say about anxiety. In the 6th chapter of Matthew in particular, he addressed the problem of anxiety. There are people in this world and in our churches who have anxiety attacks, and we all know what it is to have times where we're anxious, and we need to know that Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount, do not be anxious. Jesus was saying, especially in the context of what he teaches there in Matthew 6, that it's possible to be anxious for the wrong things. We shouldn't be anxious about the things we can't control, like how high our head is going to be from the sidewalk. That's the way Jesus addresses the problem of anxiety. But if you have anxiety attacks, and if you experience a lot of anxiety, I'd like to give a message in this series addressing anxiety. In the Bible, we find a prescription for peace. The Bible has a lot to say about a state of peace. It's a state of peace in which God promises he can keep us continuously, but it's very conditional. I found 16 conditions for this state of peace that the Bible calls the peace of God, and I would like to share those with you in a message that we'll call Prescription for Peace. And then the Bible addresses the problem of depression. In the 4th chapter of the Bible, the problem of depression is addressed very directly, and so we'll have a message in which we share the biblical prescription for depression. In that same 4th chapter of Genesis, the problem of anger is addressed. There is an anger that is sinful anger. God doesn't mean for us to be angry in the ways that we are often angry. The Apostle Paul will tell us in his letter to the Ephesian church that we're to put all anger away from us, all anger. Now, the exception could be righteous indignation. When something's blocking God's way and you're angry, that could be righteous indignation. But when something's blocking your way and you're angry, very often there isn't anything righteous about your anger. So we'll have a message on the biblical prescription regarding anger. And then there's the problem of guilt. Many people have tremendous guilt baggage that they carry around with them. And for the believer, especially who has trusted the blood of Christ for the forgiveness of their sins, we should not be carrying guilt baggage where sins are concerned, that we have confessed and trusted the blood of Christ for forgiveness. So we will have a prescription for guilt message in this series. And one of the basic messages in this prescription series will be the biblical prescription for sin. When we do have sin in our lives, then we need to confess our sins and trust the blood of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. And when we do that, we have to believe and remember what God remembers, and then believe and forget what God forgets. God remembers we're sinners, and he wants us to remember that. But God forgets our sins when we confess them. Their sins and iniquities I will remember no more, he says. We'll call that our biblical prescription for sin. We're going to have a program on the biblical prescription for difficult relationships. Are you in a difficult relationship? That could be your marriage. That could be a relationship with one of your children or your parents. That could also be difficult relationships for brothers and sisters in Christ. How do you get along with your brother and sister in Christ when the relationship with them is difficult? That happens all day long, every day in the Church of Jesus Christ, and we need to identify that and acknowledge that and admit that. But then the Scripture will give us a prescription for these difficult relationships. That'll be one of our programs in this series. There'll be a prescription message where conflict is concerned. All kinds of conflict are addressed in the Scripture. And as we turn a light on or put a window into the Scriptures that address the problem of conflict, we'll call that a biblical prescription for conflict. We'll have a program on the biblical prescription for stress. One of the questions I'm asked as a pastor, and have been asked more than any other, is, Pastor, how can I know God's will for my life? I can't begin to tell you how many times I've been asked that question. So we're going to give a prescription for guidance, for divine guidance. Divine guidance is a precious truth in the Word of God, and I will have 12 steps to take when you're trying to find God's will for your life. We'll call that a prescription for God.